Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
For Gloria Van Hoff, being the first black woman to be elected to the McHenry County Board in 2022 is just one on a long list of accomplishments.
I am the first black woman to be elected to the McHenry County Board in their 186-year history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You will leave behind big shoes to fill. That's for sure.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun doing it. I really do enjoy serving people.
Her public service extends to academia and the world of research into the role of abolitionists and former enslaved people in McHenry County and beyond. She says she drew part of her inspiration from her late daughter, who, when she was 8 years old, kind of stumbled on a local branch of the Underground Railroad while her family lived in northwest suburban Woodstock.
One day, the girl who lived in the mansion farm had a sleepover at her house and invited all of her girlfriends over. And my daughter, Antonetta Urch, was one of them. So when she came home, she said, "Mom, did you know that the mansion farm was a part of the Underground Railroad?" And I said, "Yes, I've heard about that." And she said, "Well, what are you going to do about it?" And I said, "Well, there's not really anything I can do about it." And she gave me this stare, like she wasn't satisfied with that.
Van Hoff decided to write a story about the mansion farm for a community column in the Northwest Herald. She expanded her studies to include other areas of McHenry County, including Marengo.
And I was just so frustrated because they thought, this is such fascinating history and no one's done the research. So at some point I said, why doesn't someone do this research? Why doesn't someone do this work?
And that someone was you.
That's when a little voice said, why don't you? You're absolutely right.
Tell me a little bit about what makes Marengo special as far as your research so far. You told me that there was a freedom seeker who was buried in that cemetery.
How did you come across that? There were two. So Marengo was just very unique at that time. And if you look at the census for McHenry County, for the different townships, how many African Americans were living there, Marengo had the largest population of blacks in 1870.
Rachel McCullough and Josephus Harris worked for the Union Army in the Civil War, survived, and eventually became a couple, married, and lived out their lives in Marengo. But their road was anything but easy.
Rachel's story is amazing. During the war, Rachel was married to her first husband, was John Tyler. They had two children together. So when the war broke out, John Tyler went to fight for the Union, but he was killed in a battle at Milliken's Bend. So Rachel, she went to work as a nurse in one of the Union hospitals, and two brothers from Marengo, Frank and Ira Curtis, were in the fighting for the North in the Civil War.
And Frank and Ira are white.
Frank and Ira.
White.
And Ira Curtis was wounded very badly, and they thought he was going to die. And so he was sent to this hospital, and Rachel saved his life.
Frank arranged for Rachel and her two daughters to go to Marengo in 1863. She married Josephus Harris, who had also worked for her benefactors, Frank and Ira, as a cook.
He migrated also to Marengo. They were married and lived the rest of their life there. So they're both buried at the Marengo City Cemetery.
And Van Hoff found that when the war ended, the couple traveled to the nation's capital to petition with other blacks who'd served for their pension. And both Rachel and Josephus were paid, even though their pensions were less than their white counterparts. Another piece of black history in Marengo comes from the work of a white man who made it his mission to help former enslaved people, Charles Hibbard.
He moved to Marengo and he announced that he was building an underground railroad. And he was wealthy, and he made that announcement, and he dared anyone to say anything to him about it. So I kind of adored him because, you know, he was from the South like me, and we speak our mind. So anyway, he built this home, and this home is the Cupola House. It is our most important site in McHenry County because we know we are 100% sure that that home was a part of the Underground Railroad.
So when you look at abolition across the country, how involved was the Chicago area in this effort?
In the Midwest, Chicago was known as the big center for the Underground Railroad. And here's why. You could go to Chicago and you could go any place in the world from there.
True.
So if you were escaping from the South, so we have like six major entry points into Illinois. Cairo, you know, is one of them. Quincy is another. So we had freedom seekers that were coming into Illinois from those points. And what they wanted to do was get to Chicago. So the story of Caroline Quarles, we have that full documented. She came through McHenry County.
Caroline Quarles was a fugitive from St. Louis. She faced the danger of bounty hunters on her trail and ended up traveling through Illinois and Indiana.
And we found this story. She spent one night in McHenry County in the home of a Methodist named Russell.
In Michigan, Quarles was escorted into Canada to freedom. Van Hoff says she can't help but pause in awe of the strength of people black and white who individually chipped away at the inhumane, violent, and seemingly impenetrable system of slavery. This work also brings some pride for you as well as a researcher.
It does. It does, because I'm a very optimistic person and I believe in resilience. And I believe in redemption. People risking their lives on both sides, you know, both black and white, who took a chance. It was against the law to escape. So you were putting your life in the hands of someone else. You were trusting that they were going to help you. And some people didn't make it out alive.
Van Hoff spent many years as an adjunct instructor and published a study guide from her research. Right now, she's working on earning a PhD in health psychology, concentrating on how traumatic experiences like slavery can affect the health of future generations. Pam Jones, WGN News.